I love to dream my dreams. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I love to dream my dreams. What are the dreams that I love to dream? Well, it probably would surprise most people to know the dreams that I dream. But the dreams that I dream are living in a perfect world, living in a harmonious world, living in a world where people live in peace with one another, living in a world where there is adequate abundance everywhere for everyone. Why not infinite abundance? Well, I can conceive of adequate abundance, whereas I find it a little difficult to conceiving of infinite abundance. So, I conceive of adequate abundance for everyone. Everyone has all the food they need. They have all of the medical things that they need. They have all of the clothing and the housing and the whatever things that go to make up a happy life for them. I see them having it. And then I see them not needing or wanting anything. I love to dream my dreams. And in dreaming my dreams have every one of us, all beings on the face of the earth, as peers, as equals. All beings on the face of the earth, we are one with one another. We are living harmoniously and joyfully and beautifully together. We are filled with inspiration, filled with delight, filled with love, filled with excitement of things that we do. It's a wonderful experience. When you dream your dreams, there's nobody you have to kowtow to. There's nobody that you have to make sure that they agree with you or are happy with what you're doing. There's no one that you have to make agree to anything like that. It's wonderful. And so, what you can do is just to go out and be yourself and have fun. You can just go out and put yourself in the most delightful positions that you could ever imagine and know that it is true for you. Little children do this. They so easily flow into the dream state, into the imaginative state, into the state of it could be. And if we were wise as adults, we would train these children to continue to think in that vein, continue to think in that unlimited vein. And as they think in that unlimited vein, they begin to experience that in their life. I know I do. I live perhaps the most amazing life of anyone on the face of the earth. At least I think so. I've had experiences enough to shake a battleship. And I've had joy enough to set everyone in the world the finest birthday party that they could have ever had. I have enough peace and harmony and goodness in the world. I love everyone so completely, unconditionally in this world that's all that I know in return. I do not know any other return than unconditional love, because that is all that I give out. I give out this unconditional love, and as I give out this unconditional love, it just floods back into my life beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, fantastically, and I feel so great about it. I feel so supportive about it and so happy about it, you know? And it's unique. It's really unique. Because sometimes I hear the little drifting of conversations where people are not quite so happy, where people would like to see things change, where people would like to have the world be a little different. Well, I'm a strange cat, I'm sure, because I see the world perfect just the way it is. I see everybody on earth fulfilled and happy right now. I see every experience that takes place on earth in anyone's lives as a revealing, rewarding, upholding, fantastic experience that makes them feel so good, so very good. My unconditional love has no room for anything other than unconditional love. And living in that state of unconditional love You might say, I'm living in my state of dreams. And, well, that might be so. I love to dream my dreams. I unconditionally love myself and all my world, and I create myself having a lovely life with beautiful experiences. I create all the world having a lovely life with beautiful experiences. I create all the people in my world, no matter what they happen to be going through at the moment. The moment they enter my awareness, the moment they enter my unconditional love, all of their inharmony goes away. I talk with people for just a moment or two, and they have an unhappy attitude about something. And by the time we get done talking, that unhappy attitude is gone, and they feel good. Now, I want them to feel good all the time. I want them to live in my unconditional love all the time, and I want them to call that my unconditional love. I want them to call that their unconditional love. Their personal commodity, their personal ownership of that unconditional love, that's theirs. And as they live in that unconditional love, then that's all they'll have. No one ever need come to me with any problem, because once the problem enters my awareness, it becomes a solution. Once the problem enters my unconditional love, it becomes null and void, and the only thing left are beautiful opportunities to have fun and be ourselves under the most wonderful, delightful, amazing, fulfilling, and exciting areas that we could ever dream about. Yes, that's what life is all about. Instant illumination. I love to dream my dreams. And as I dream my dreams, I see all of the world a wonderful, joyous, fantastic place where magic takes place, where miracles take place, where wonder takes place, where people wake up in the morning and say, wow, what a wonderful day. Wow, isn't life grand? Wow, I am so happy. Yes, I am so happy. Yes, I am so happy. Okay, Herb, okay. How do I stop? I don't want to stop. I am so happy that everything is just fantastic. Everything is just glorious. Everything is just wunderbar, wunderbar, wunderbar. Everything is beyond imagination. Everything is the dream that I love to dream. As I said, my father would go fishing for an opportunity to sit in meditation in his big old tin boat on Eagle Springs Lake in Wisconsin. He'd come home from work in the evening, 30 miles away. That's a long time back in those days. And he came home from work, and he would get in his boat, and he would go out and sit in the lake, and he'd sit there for maybe 2 hours. And for the first hour and a half, he didn't catch one fish. He wouldn't even know if they bit. He just was sitting there in that inner peace saying, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. All of the things that he faced during the day went away. And then he would say, I surround you all with my pure white light of love. And then they stayed away. And then he would say, okay, fish, now bite your silly heads off. And the fish would say, okay, we're ready for your dinner. We're ready for the kids. You got 5 kids there. You got to feed them all a couple of fish each, you know. And you got to have the big ones, and the pickerel, the perch, and the bass, and all the wonderful fish that are in the lake there. And he would bring them in. And then we'd have to clean them. And then we'd have to salt them. And then we'd have to fry them. And then, by the time dinner was ready, it was a little late, but it was so good to have Dad home. And it was so good to be in his unconditional love. We didn't recognize it. We didn't know it by that name. We just merely knew it was good. And I think this is true in every home. When Mom or Dad come home after a long, busy day, all is in divine order. And then, as we dream our dreams, they come true, because we have given them room with our unconditional love to exist in our life in the most beautiful, the most fantastic, the most glorious, the most wonderful way that anyone could ever dream. Isn't life wonderful? Have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.